Hey, this is Brian with Cromwell Media, and today we have the Junior League of Owensboro, part of our volunteer Owensboro segment here at Cromwell Media. I got Jen Vogel and Maria Clark in the studio. Ladies, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, so tell me what Junior League of Owensboro is.
So the Junior League of Owensboro, it's an organization of women, and our main goal is to train women to be civic leaders. So helping women understand how to lead a nonprofit, how to take on certain projects, different kind of professional training. That's our real mission. But then within that mission, we help the community, and that's how we train people. And our focus right now is on alleviating hygiene poverty.
How long has this been going on?
Well, the Junior League, actually the original organization was the Cotillion Club. It was founded in 1937. I think the Junior League came out of that in the 1970s. So we've been around for 50-ish years. And we've been working on our focus for hygiene accessibility for the past 2 to 3. So this is a kind of a new endeavor for us.
What kind of events do you ladies do in the community to bring awareness or stuff like that?
We do like women's empowerment training and things for our members. And then as far as our hygiene accessibility, we do a free laundry day that I think this year we've gotten up to like every other month. And that's where we go. We work with a local laundromat, AC Discount Laundry, and provide all the funds people need to do their laundry, all the detergent. We're partners with Imagination Library, who gives us books to give out to the kids to help entertain them. And we bring snacks and coloring and things to keep them occupied while their families are doing laundry. And we've also been fortunate enough to be able to buy washer and dryers and laundry facilities for several of the nonprofits in our community, including Crossroads Shelter for Women and the Empowerment Academy.
Awesome. So what are you guys are looking for volunteers? What does it look like for a volunteer when they come to Junior League of Owensboro?
Volunteers in the Junior League of Owensboro, it can look like a lot of different things. We try and cater to what our different members are looking for. Some members are looking for social outlets. Some members are looking for the leadership training, and some are just looking for solely a place to volunteer. And so we don't have any necessary requirements, but we do kind of offer all of those things at different times so that our members can be a part of the group as they would like to be.
And how do they get in contact with you guys?
They can email us at info@jlowensboro.org, or they can find us on the website at jlowensboro.org.
Well, awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for being in here. Is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners? The mic is yours.
The Junior League of Owensboro, for me, has been an amazing opportunity. It's changed my whole outlook on life, which I am older than a lot of our members. But I used to think that women couldn't build each other up until I found this organization. And this is truly when one of us wins, we all win. And it's so supportive and a great place to try new things and learn new things and give back to your community and meet other people who also want to give back to your community.
For me, the Junior League has given me several opportunities to grow in leadership. My first role in the Junior League was a VP of marketing. And that was when I got thrown into all the marketing stuff, and I wrote the press releases, and suddenly I was doing radio interviews and TV interviews and things that I'd never done before. And all of a sudden, you know, here I am doing them the time. And
yeah.
So it's really helped me, give me a lot of confidence.
Well, there's great testimonies of what the Junior League of Owensboro has done in your lives and what it can do in the community, like other women in the community's life. And you guys have a Facebook? You have a website?
Yes, we have a website, we have Facebook, and we have Instagram.
Perfect. So anybody can get in touch with you through Facebook, website, Instagram.
Yes.
That was Jen Vogel and Maria Clark with the Junior League of Owensboro. Thank you.